play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks coming off a 50-37 win in Chillicothe against Illinois Valley Central on Monday night. Alleman Catholic coming off a 39-6 win over state-ranked Sherrard on Saturday afternoon. The two teams are on the floor. We're just about ready for high school basketball from Rock Island tonight as Alleman Catholic takes on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Good evening. Glad to have you with us on WGIL Galesburg. I'm Jim Wyman. Eric Gibson is alongside of me, adding his expert analysis to the play-by-play. And Massey talked about this gym. It's a unique place to play, isn't it, Eric?
Well, it's a smaller gym. It's loud. And, it does. It can get intimidating in here. We've seen games where there really wasn't that many people even in here, and it can get very loud. So the big thing for the Silver Streaks is, you know, as with any road game, you've got to tune that out and focus on the mission ahead. And that's going to be a big key for the Streaks if they're going to be able to prevail here.
Mike Rux's sophomores fell to Alleman tonight, 67-43. Galesburg sophomores now 6-9 on the season. So it should be a great ball game tonight for Galesburg against Alleman. The Streaks have something to prove against this team and something to prove in the Western Big Six Conference, Eric.
Yeah, 48-39 was the final last time these two teams met. And, you know, there's a distinct difference between these two teams. The Streaks are a much younger team, feature a lot more freshmen and sophomore, whereas Alleman's more of an upper-class team. They're led by Aaron Morrissey, the senior inside, Billy Franks out on the perimeter, as well as Anna Wetherill. One of the things the Streaks are really going to have to do is be able to really bring it tonight on the road. If they play with a good intensity, this could be a game that the Streaks will be able to pull off. But as you alluded to earlier, the Streaks have to keep Alleman off the free throw line. Alleman outshot the Streaks 26-14 from the stripe last time. And there was a plus 8 point advantage based on free throws made. And, you know, when you lose a game by nine, that's a big difference.
We've talked a lot about that Alleman game because it was 34-32 at the end of the third quarter. And then the Pioneers outscored Galesburg 14-7 in the fourth quarter. It was just like they just kind of pulled away. All of a sudden you looked up at the scoreboard and they were ahead.
Yeah, and the big thing for the Streaks is going to be that, you know, you can't buckle under pressure. We saw in that game it got real tight at the end.
The Alleman Catholic Pep Band is here. We're going to go over to the stage now for our national anthem. For the announcement of our starting lineups.
Let's now meet our teams for tonight's game. First, the starters for the visiting Galesburg Silver Streaks. A sophomore guard standing 5'5", number 3, Kalen Boydston. A 5'8", junior guard, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'4 senior guard, number 34, Haley Kelso. A forward at 5'9 junior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a sophomore center at 6'1, number 54, Shaylee Florine. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey, now in his 35th year at Galesburg. He's assisted by Andy Allison. And now, the starters for your Alleman Pioneers. Starting at a guard, a 5'7 junior, number 10, Isabel Anderson. Starting at a forward, a senior, 5'6", number 20, Billy Franks. A senior guard at 5'6", number 24, Anna Weatherall. A 5'10", junior, playing center, number 40, Daria Gozo. And a 5'11", senior forward, number 44, Aaron Morrissey. The Pioneers are coached by Jay Hatch, now in his 21st year at Alleman. He is assisted by Mark Brooks. The Illinois High School Association and the schools involved in this athletic contest.
Our officials for tonight's game, Dan Payton of Rock Island, Sergio Villarreal of Milan, and Kevin Ferris of Moline. Galesburg dressed in their traveling black uniforms with the black numerals, the white streaks across the chest. Alleman dressed in their home white uniforms with green Alleman Catholic and green numerals across the chest. At center court, Aaron Morrissey will jump for Rock Island Alleman against Shaylee Florine for the streaks. The streaks going from right to left, which is west to east, and Florine wins the tip. Boyston into the front court now, dribbles all the way down to the corner, back out to Florine between the rings. She motions Kelso back down. Now Kelso comes up, takes the ball, drives the foul line into Florine. One dribble, turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Guzzo. She'll bring it out herself, gets it ahead now to Weatherall. Weatherall into the front court to Guzzo. Now Alleman goes on the left side to Billy Franks. Back up top to Anderson. She got it to Weatherall, but Weatherall couldn't control the pass, and the Pioneers turn it over.
Well, an interesting play on that first offensive possession is Haley did a shallow cut with the ball and kept it around the free throw line. We saw her play some high post a couple games ago. I wonder if they're going to use her in a similar fashion.
Here's Boydston now, dribbled all the way down, almost to the baseline. Got a bounce pass into Clay, but Clay was fouled on the play, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here. It's going to go against Daria Guzzo, her first. And Sabrina Clay will go to the free throw line. She's a 62% shooter on the year, 41 of 66 for the Silver Streaks. She'll shoot two. First is in the air, and it is perfect. 1-0 in favor of Galesburg. Just underway again, the sophomores losing to Alleman tonight, 67-43. One more for Sabrina Clay. The 5'9 junior eyes it. Here it is, and it's good. She made them both. 2-0, Silver Streaks. Full court pressure now by Galesburg. This is Izzy Anderson in the backcourt. Gets it now, still in the backcourt, to Morrissey. Now over center court to Billy Franks. Franks on the left side, out to Izzy Anderson. Now to Morrissey on the high post. Hands it off to Anderson. She's guarded by Williams on the right side. Anderson spins, back up top to Weatherall. Weatherall on the dribble right side. Hands the ball off to Billy Franks. Franks went down on her knees but was able to get the pass to Weatherall. Now Anderson with a jumper, and we're going to get a late foul called here against Galesburg.
Yeah, it's going to go against Kaylin Boydson. She got the hand while Anderson was shooting the three, and that obviously made the shot short and going to the line now for three free throws. But interesting defensive setup there for the Silver Streaks. They started out in their press. Usually we see the Streaks fall back into man-to-man. That time they fell back into 2-3. I would assume trying to negate the inside presence of Morrissey and Guzzo.
Anderson made the first. She's a 5'4 senior for Jay Hatch's Pioneers. Second on the way, and this one's no good. So she'll get one more after the foul on Boydston. It's 2-1 in favor of Galesburg.
According to the stats provided by Mark Nessler, 37 of 52 coming into the game was Isabel Anderson from the stripe.
Their third one, I should say, is good. It's 2-2. Full court pressure now by Alleman. Boydston goes right through it, near side Williams. Casey, a bounce pass into Sabrina Clay. She'll go right to the basket and put it up and through. Great move on the baseline by Clay as she slid underneath and got the shot up and through, and it's 4-2 Streaks. Anderson now in the backcourt, bumped by Boydston. Now gets away, comes over center court. Anderson now looking for Morrissey out front. Instead goes right side to Weatherall, and Weatherall is going to be fouled by Casey Williams.
Well, Casey didn't like the call. It was a good call. Unfortunately, if there was a beef of anything with that, it was a late call.
Billy Franks is going to trigger it in right here in front of us on the near side for Alleman Catholic. Gets it into Weatherall in the corner, back out to Franks. Bounce pass goes inside to Guzzo. Then they go right through the lane with a bounce pass to Morrissey, and Morrissey puts it up from the left baseline good. Wow, nice great ball movement that time.
Yeah, great interior passing. What made it was the Guzzo pass that went along the baseline over to Morrissey.
Right side now, this is Boydston to Kelso. 4-4 with 6:08 to go here first quarter. We're tied up, Alleman Catholic and Galesburg. Now they get it left side to Kelso. She had trouble with the pass, but they go back around now to Florine. She'll put it up off the glass and through. Oh, Florine under pressure. She was out a little ways from the basket, about 8 feet, and was able to get it off the glass and through. It's 6-4 Silver Streaks. Here comes Izzy Anderson now. Out to Morrissey. Left side now to Guzzo. Back down now to Guzzo. Guzzo gets it to Anderson. Anderson will take the jumper in the paint. No good. The rebound's going to be pulled out by Weatherall. Weatherall for Alleman. Foul line left. Now they'll try the right side to Izzy Anderson. Anderson now will set it up on the dribble with 5:28 to go first quarter for the Pioneers. Back to Morrissey. Morrissey now tried to get it inside to Guzzo, but it was tipped away, picked up by Williams. She'll come all the way down, shovels to Kelso. She'll take down on the floor. Clay's down there. Boy, Clay's everywhere tonight. She's going to be tied up by Billy Franks, and we'll get a held ball. It'll belong to the Streaks.
Well, right there it was Franks actually getting the rebound, and then Sabrina came across and tied her up. Good hustle by Sabrina. She saw that Franks left that ball low, and she went over and just tied her up.
Raina Gully and Lexi Daniels in the game for the Silver Streaks as Williams goes out with Boydston. Right side now, this is Anna Weatherall for Alleman Catholic. Now in the paint to Guzzo, turnaround jumper from 10, in and out, no good. Rebound Florine. Florine and Clay both there to grab that rebound. Here comes Gully for Galesburg right to left. Left side now to Daniels. Lexi pulls the ball, spins back up to Clay, right side. Streaks look like they're on a mission, but we're going to get a traveling call against Raina Gully.
Well, Alleman's really packing in their zone right now. They're in either matchup 2-3 or 1-3-2 kind of zone look, because they're keeping everybody. They're not really letting anybody come above the free throw line even. So the Streaks just have looked at it and saw some openings, and right there Reyna's eyes just got a little bit too big.
Anderson all the way down, shovels to Weatherall, and Weatherall's going to take the three-pointer right wing. Anna Weatherall with the three makes it 7-6 in favor of Alleman. Now in the backcourt, pressure from Alleman, but Florine gets it over, not a Gully. Here's Galesburg now setting up their offense with 4:20 to go, first quarter. Raina Gully steals a glance over at the bench to get the play. Left side Sabrina Clay to Daniels. Now right side to Gully looking for Florine. Instead, backdoor to Clay. Clay gets bumped, puts it up no good, puts it up again and through. Sabrina Clay with 6 first quarter points. Galesburg takes the lead 8-7.
Good job by Sabrina right there, staying with that one. She missed the first one, but that didn't deter. She went right back up strong.
Here's Weatherall. Bounce pass now to Guzzo. She'll drive the baseline, put it up no good. Rebound Kelso. Kelso got it out to Gully. Reyna all the way down. She's going to drive the basket, tried to get the shot up. Couldn't get it up, but it was tipped away out of bounds. They say it went off Izzy Anderson. It'll be Silver Streak ball underneath their own basket on the east side of the court.
Yeah, I think somebody got a hand on the ball there for Reyna. She wasn't able to, right when she was going to go up, she kind of started bobbling the basketball and finally got tipped out of bounds by Alleman. So luckily the Streaks will retain possession here as Lexi Daniels, Sammy Thompson, Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay, and Raina Gully in for the Silver Streaks.
Raven Wyatt and Carly Anderson in for Alleman. Into Clay. Clay in the paint, puts it off the glass and through. Oh, Sabrina Clay! And Jay Hatch has seen enough of Clay. He wants a timeout with 3:39 to go in the first quarter. It's Galesburg 10 and Alleman 7. Did he call timeout? Maybe not. Oh, yes, he did.
Everybody thought he did, so. And I think Coach Massey's saying right now he called timeout.
Strange things always happen in this gym.
Florine looked like they were going to come in. Now they're told to sit back down. There must not have been a timeout call. It must have been some kind of equipment issue or something.
Here comes Izzy Anderson for Alleman. They trail by three. on the baseline now. They got it to Morrissey. Morrissey back out. They come around to Weatherall left side. Back up top now to Carly Anderson. Now to Izzy Anderson. Back to Weatherall. She tried to get a bounce pass to Izzy Anderson and was able to. Gives it to Morrissey in the right corner. Back up as they're going. Oh, good ball movement by Alleman as they're going around and around the perimeter with the ball. The ball's currently at center court. And Anna Weatherall has it. Back on the right side to Carly Anderson. Now to Weatherall. To Izzy Anderson. Izzy drives the left. Takes an off-balance shot from the foul line, but it hit out of bounds. It's going to be Galesburg's ball.
Yeah, terrible shot right there because she kind of got in between. She was trying to decide whether to keep driving or put that one up. She ultimately decided to put it up, and she didn't have enough arm in it, so it left short, and she airballed it out of bounds.
Loreen back in for Galesburg. Sammy Thompson out. Here's Williams. Bounce pass to Clay in the corner. Back to Casey Williams. Now Gully. Gully with 2:46 to go first quarter. Galesburg up by three, holds the ball top of the key. Left side Clay looking for Florin. Here's Williams with a three-pointer, no. The rebound's controlled by Anna Weatherall of Alleman. She brings it back left to right. Ahead on the break to Izzy Anderson, who puts it up through, and she's fouled.
And I think this foul's going to go against Shaylee Florin. Might have gotten her with the arm, bringing her arm down. We've talked about that before. Once you start swinging the arm down, you're going to get called for a foul. But actually, it's going against Raina Gully, so the Streaks will take that.
That's Gully's first third-team foul against the Silver Streaks. Weatherall's going to go out. Coming in is Caitlin DeWitt for Alleman. At the free throw line is Izzy Anderson. She's 2 for 3 from the line tonight. She'll have the attempt at the three-point play here, and she made it.
I'll make it 3 for 4 for her now, and she's got 5 points.
10-10 with 2:30 to go first quarter. A lot like the last time these two teams met, and then Alleman pulled away at the end. Left side Kelso now for the Streaks in the front court. Into Florin, and we'll get a foul called here against Alleman as Molly Ethington too tight on Shaylee Florin in the paint.
Yeah, bumping from behind. A good job by Shaylee to get herself a strong position. She had a wide base. She made sure that she was square up and was just bodying backwards. So she was able to kind of facilitate that foul call.
Here's the alley-oop inbounds pass from Gully to Florin. Now to Kelso, who takes the three left side, no good. The rebound, Gully. Gully drives in, puts a shot up, yes! Oh, Raida Gully, the freshman, with the offensive rebound in the basket. And it's 12-10 Silver Streaks with 2:05 to go first quarter. Over the timeline now comes Alleman Catholic. This is Carly Anderson. She gets it back out to Izzy Anderson. Now they work around the three-point perimeter. Izzy now will take a dribble, pull-up jumper, right side, bingo. Isabella Anderson keeping Alleman right in this game, and it's 12-12 as she hits it from the right side. Minute 45 to go first quarter. Now Clay has it between the circles to Gully. Gully now sees some opening, puts a shot up, no good, gets her own rebound. Now it's tipped away from her, and it's going to be picked up by Raven Wyatt. Wyatt back for Alleman Catholic, all the way down, puts a shot up, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of DeWitt. No, they say it went off Galesburg.
Yeah, this one's going to stay with Alleman. That was a tough shot by the freshman down at the other end. It kind of looked like the Streaks were setting up a little bit of an ISO, though, because nobody had gone to that side of the floor. I would guess that that was incidental by the Streaks offensive set, but realistically, Raina might have wanted to work that one a little bit more because she tried to go up among the tall trees to get that one in the air.
I thought she was fouled, but that's me. Now here Carly Anderson gets away. Top of the key, here's a three-pointer. DeWitt no good. The rebound in the paint. Gillsbury having trouble with the rebound. Ethington put it up no good. Gets her own rebound, now pulls it back. The Streaks having trouble getting a defensive rebound. Cross court now to DeWitt. DeWitt against Florin on the right wing with a minute 10 to go first quarter. Now in the corner, this is Wyatt driving inside. Raven Wyatt, she had a bounce pass through the key to the left side to Anna Weatherall. 59 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now in the high post, Raven Wyatt. Left-handed dribble, foul line left extended. In the corner to Weatherall. Weatherall now, a couple dribbles out to DeWitt. DeWitt has it left wing. Back up top now to Carly Anderson. Anderson's going to dribble the left wing, handed it off, and we're going to get a whistle here, and I think a moving screen.
No, it's going to be
3 seconds?
Travel. And oh, no, you're right. It was a foul. Yeah. They're going to get the foul against Ethington. No, excuse me, DeWitt. 32, not 42. I thought they had a travel there. It looked like, to me, Carly Anderson traveled when she first caught the basketball.
DeWitt's first, third team foul on Alleman Catholic. 40 seconds to go first quarter, 12-12 our score. Galesburg and Alleman Catholic from Rock Island tonight on WGIL. Florin to Clay at center court. Bad pass by Clay is intercepted by Weatherall. Weatherall all the way down, puts a layup up and through.
Streaks trail 14-12 after that basket. A bad pass and that's a tough one for the Silver Streaks because you got to run, you got to sprint back, and Wetherill just had the advantage.
Here's Kelso, steals a glance over at Massey on the bench. Massey now still coaching, stamping his feet. Kelso now drives the right side, 7 seconds to go, into Clay. That's what he wanted. Clay missed it, puts a rebound up. No! Clay again with the rebound at the buzzer.
We're going to get a foul.
We're going to get a foul at the buzzer, and Clay's going to shoot two. And Jay Hatch doesn't like that call made by Kevin Ferris of Moline. He's barking at Ferris.
Well, I think he's saying that the foul was that the clock had already rung, but I think it's the right call because right there, Sabrina had tried to go right back up with it, and she got tied up right away. It looked like there was all ball.
Clay goes to the free throw line. Everybody off the court, and she makes it.
Now, in Hatch's defense right here, there really should be time put back on the clock because if the foul was before the buzzer, there should be some time left.
Right, but there's no time left, and Clay misses the second one. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Alleman 14, Galesburg 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, a big first quarter for Sabrina Clay. 9 points for the Streaks, 7 for Izzy Anderson for Alleman.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is that Sabrina Clay is looking very aggressive inside, Jim, and the Streaks have got to have that in this game against a tough Alleman team. You have to have those points that you can try to kind of fight for inside.
Galesburg's ball to start the second quarter. Kelso into Florine. Florine puts a shot if it was blocked inside. The rebound controlled by Boydston. She was hit and knocked down to the floor, and it's picked up by Alleman. Back comes Franks now. Got the ball left side. Here's the jumper, and it's going to count by Izzy Anderson, and she's fouled on the play. They'll call a foul on Williams, her second fourth-team foul on the Streaks.
The third trip to the line now for Izzy Anderson after she went on a three-pointer and then an and-one.
She made it. 10 points in the game for Isabella Anderson, 17-13 Alleman. And now Massey wants it. Oh, he's going to get a technical. They're going to call a technical on Massey. Massey said something, and now Don Payton of Rock Island has teed him up. I was just going to say during the break, we're going to get a technical in this game.
Yeah, well.
And he won't go over and talk to him.
Yeah, and you know what? I noticed that right after the technical was called, Coach Hatch sat down. So I think he knows that they're going to police it probably here in the second quarter.
So at the free throw line goes Aaron Morrissey to shoot the two technical free throws, and she missed it.
Well, I'm surprised that he didn't send Isabella Anderson. She's had quite the success.
Morrissey hasn't shot a free throw.
Yeah.
17-13 Alleman after the Galesburg tee. And Massey pleads his case to Kevin Ferris. So the technical is the 15th foul on the Streaks. It'll be Alleman ball after the tee. Izzy Anderson now brings it top of the key. Now they go cross court. Anderson has it again, gets it down inside, and now we'll get a whistle here. 3 seconds. It's called against Alleman. Is that a make good? Now dribbles between two girls at center court.
They're going to get it for the travel.
And they'll call a travel on the right side against Kelso. Kelso was trying to get the ball underneath. And so Alleman will have it. They're moving left to right. They lead at 17-13. We're just beginning the second quarter, coming down to the 7-minute mark. Back on the attack now comes Alleman Catholic. Right side Anna Weatherall. She looks. Now back up top to Anderson. Left wing now to Billy Franks. Franks comes cross court to Weatherall. She dribbles against Williams, goes all the way underneath. Ball is tipped away, but Weatherall got it back. Weatherall foul line left, hands it off to Franks. Tried to get it into Morrissey. She couldn't control the pass. Picked up by Casey Williams. Here's Williams all the way down, full court drive. And he's going to call a charging foul. And Williams was nowhere near. She was on the side. She went on the side.
That's a terrible call. And that's the third one, too, on Casey.
Whoa. Strange things happen in this gym. Williams is going to go out. Boydston going to go out, so Galesburg has Foreen, Clay, Daniels, Kelso, and Gully back in. Here comes Anna Weatherall now for the Pioneers over the timeline. Now to Morrissey. Left side, Billy Franks. Franks one dribble. She's guarded by Kelso. Back out to Izzy Anderson. Now to Morrissey. Here's Franks from the baseline. Air ball. Pulled out of the air by Clay. Back come the streaks right to left. Haley Kelso bounce pass ahead to Raina Gully right side. Gully with 6:29 to go second quarter, directing the offense. Now to Foreen outside the three-point perimeter to Kelso. Kelso here on the near side, guarded by Izzy Anderson to Clay, back to Kelso. Kelso, alley-oop pass to Foreen, but the pass was not high enough, and it was pulled down by Morrissey. Back come Alleman Catholic. This is Izzy Anderson. Hands the ball off to Aaron Morrissey. Now left side, Billy Franks. Franks back out to Izzy Anderson, now to Weatherall. Weatherall on the right side, foul line right, into Morrissey, works against Clay. The hook shot from the baseline is good. Aaron Morrissey has 4 points, 19-13, and Massey's going to call a timeout. We'll get a 30-second timeout here. Well, lots of things to talk about. The technical foul, the lack of fouls, lots of things. What's the matter?
Sorry, I'm trying to check on your stats. I was double-checking something else, and I missed a two by somebody. Did Isabel
Anderson? Oh, the second quarter? Isabel Anderson has three points. Yeah, and Aaron Morrissey has that last bucket with the hook shot.
Okay, that's what it was. I missed one by Isabel Anderson. Thank you. Yeah, sorry.
Strange things happen in this place, I know.
Yeah, oh, I know. And the big thing for the Silver Streaks right now is they've got to get a bucket. They got to find some way to probably work this one into Sabrina Clay, who was so hot in that first quarter.
Lexi Daniels is going to take the three, top of the key, no good. The rebound's going to come out. Gully cannot get to it. It's going to be saved in bounds. Now it goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Alleman. Wow.
I thought
Anderson touched it.
I thought Franks was standing on the sideline when she touched it. So,
we can't see. That's on the other side of the court.
True.
Back comes Izzy Anderson now for Alleman Catholic. They lead it by six. Weatherall now to Anderson on the right side. Anderson guarded by Lexi Daniels. Back out to Weatherall. Now they get the ball over to Billy Franks, and we're going to have a bump here, and a foul is going to be called. They'll call this foul against Haley Kelso of Galesburg. That's Kelso's first, the seventh team foul against the Silver Streaks. And so going to the line will be Billy Franks, a 5'6 senior. She had 12 in the first meeting against Galesburg. Lots of free throws that night for Billy Franks. She makes the first, 20-17. Well, all of a sudden you look up, it's kind of like the last game. It's a 7-point lead.
Yeah, and the Streaks just kind of, That technical kind of shifted the momentum here for a little bit. The Streaks lost the possession because of it.
Franks makes the second, 21-13 Alleman. Here comes Raina Gully for Galesburg. Gully on the right side, drives all the way down into the corner. Back up to Sammy Thompson, top of the key, now to Kelso. Kelso breaks away. She'll take the 15-footer. Good on the run. Haley Kelso with the basket, her first points of the game. 21-15 now in favor of Alleman Catholic. Here's Weatherall to Morrissey between the rings. Back to Anna Weatherall. Weatherall now gets pressure from Gully. Comes to Izzy Anderson on the right side. Anderson back up top to Weatherall. Left side now to Guzzo. To Morrissey. Turnaround jumper no good. Rebound Raina Gully in the lane. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here.
Yeah, good job by Gully. She kind of laid all out for that one to make sure the Streaks got that possession. And she's going to pick up the foul. Foul's going to go against Guzzo, her second.
Six-team foul against Alleman Catholic. Galesburg ball. The Streaks coming right to left. Here's Gully on the dribble to Kelso between the rings. Kelso guarded by Weatherall. Gets a pick from Clay. Kelso breaks away. Takes the three. Good! And That'll get you back in the game. Helly Kelso with her first three of the night. And it's 21-18, Ullman. Now back comes Weatherall. Jumper in the lane as Ullman answers. Anna Weatherall has seven. Back come the Streaks. Here's the alley-oop inside to Clay. It went off her fingertips, but she got it back. Clay back up top now to Sammy Thompson to Raina Gully. 4:14 to go second quarter. 23-18, Ullman. Right side now, Gully. Gully now had it go off her foot. Ball on the floor. Sammy Thompson dives for it. Got it back out to Lexi Daniels. Daniels now. She'll set it up at center court, hand it to Gully, and Gully calls out the play, puts her fist up to her jaw. Now to Sammy, left side Kelso. She'll fire it again. Yes! Oh, two straight threes for Haley Kelso, and it's 23-21. Ullman's lead cut to two. Back come the Pioneers into the front court now. This is Weatherall to Izzy Anderson. Back out to Anna Weatherall. Now to Anderson. On the baseline, they get it down to Daria Guzzo. Here's the jumper from Anderson, or Weatherall, no good. The rebound on the floor picked up by Kelso. Kelso feeling it. Let's see if they go to her again. Back comes Gully and Galesburg right to left. Gully now works the right side on the dribble. Back up top to Sammy Thompson. Now back door, trying to get a back door pass to Kelso, but she couldn't get to it.
Did Kelso get that last rebound for the Streaks?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently we're having some issues with our web stream, so hopefully people are listening over the air. That should be fine.
.317 to go second quarter as Anna Weatherall brings it up for the Pioneers. Weatherall to Raven Wyatt. Now right side Izzy Anderson as Wyatt is into the game. Now to Weatherall. Here's the pass to Wyatt. Turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound, Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Outlet to Gully. Here come the Streaks. Ahead to Kelso now. Kelso back out to Raina Gully. Gully right side to Clay. Now to Florine to Gully. Gully with the ball overhead. Kelso breaks away. Takes the three. Yes! Oh, Haley Kelso with a huge second quarter. Hitting three threes in a row. And the Silver Streaks have stormed back to take a 24-23 lead. Wow.
Well, that's the thing we've talked about with Coach Massey and Coach Allison all season long, Jim, is that, you know, they tell Haley she has to keep shooting and shoot her way out of slumps. We saw her go through an awful slump early in the season, and she's kind of just feeling it now, and she's got it where when she can get herself squared up right now, she feels like it's going in every time, and so she's looking for the slightest bit of daylight and going for it.
So it'll be Ullman's ball. 2 minutes, 47 seconds left to go in the second quarter. The Streaks storming back after being down by seven and taking a one-point lead thanks to Haley Kelso's three three-pointers. She has 11 points in the game.
Got a steal.
Stolen at center court by Kelso. Picked up by Gully, and Gully's going to be fouled. She's tripped. Oh, Kelso with a great job. They're going to help Raina Gully up. Looks like she's all right, though.
Yeah, just a little shaken up. I think she got hit a little hard, and Streaks are going to get it on the sideline, as that's only the 16th foul.
Oh, that's seven. That's seven.
Well, they're still saying six.
Ethington second. That's not what I have. Okay, comes into Gully. Gully now left side to Sabrina Clay. So Galesburg will not shoot. Now Gully outside the three-point line for the Streaks in the front court. Bad pass. Tried to get it to Daniels. It was intercepted. Billy Franks all the way back down puts it up and through. Franks has 4 points in the game. Galesburg's got to watch those passes. A lazy pass, and it's 25-24 Ullman. 2:20 to go second quarter. Right side now. Gully back out to Florine beyond the three-point line. Another lazy pass, almost intercepted. With Ullman, you got to watch it all the time. Now to Clay, to Gully. Gully calls the play. Now to Florine outside the three-point line. She's looking for Daniels. Now one dribble. Florine still has it. Now gets it to Lexi. Good defense by the Pioneers. Now a trip as Daniels went down. No call on the foul. Ahead to Izzy Anderson, but she traveled with the ball.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It kind of looked like Lexi got her feet caught up, but no call there. And, you know, what needs to happen, the Streaks got a little stagnant with the offense. You have to start screening, and you have to get more movement. And now we've got an official's timeout. There's Billy Franks is either bleeding or shaken up, and looks like she is going to come out. Carly Anderson into the game, and also into the game, Caitlin DeWitt coming out of the game, Anna Weatherall in addition to Billy Franks.
Galesburg's ball. They're moving right to left on your dial. Minute 52 to go second quarter. The Streaks trail by one, 25-24. Gully drives all the way to the baseline now. Gets it back out to Daniels, now to Florine, to Kelso. Kelso's the one that got to watch. Into Shea Lee. One dribble. Shea Lee puts it up. No. Shea Lee gets her own rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball. Boy, oh, boy.
Wow.
Florine had control of that rebound.
Right. I don't know. Okay. It definitely looked like Florine had control of the rebound. And the ball came out right after. That was such a quick whistle that the ball came out. It might have ended up back with Allman anyway. But
Allman's ball on the alternating possession. Now a bad pass intercepted by Lexi Daniels of the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg with a minute 20 to go second quarter. Here's Gully, top of the key in the front court to Clay. Clay on the right side to Florine, not a Gully. Gully on the left wing, looking. Now gets it out to Daniels. Daniels into Florine, but another pass. Bounce back right back out to Daniels. Alley-oop pass into Florine, but it's going to be intercepted by Aaron Morrissey of Allman. Back come the Pioneers now into the front court. This is Carly Anderson on the left wing, now to DeWitt. DeWitt with the ball. Now she dribbles on the foul line left, guarded by Kelso with 50 seconds to go. Out to Morrissey now, top of the key. Right side Izzy Anderson. She'll put the shot up, partially blocked by Clay. Pulled out of the air by Florine. Here come the Streaks right to left. Gully now into the front court. She's between the circles. Looking towards the right side. Bounce pass down to Sabrina Clay with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Now to Gully. Here's Kelso with the three. Yes!
Oh, my Lord! She was 2 feet behind the three-point line.
Haley Kelso did it again. 27-25 Galesburg. Back on the attack now comes Izzy Anderson. Anderson back up top now. Got the ball to Chambers. Chambers now left side. Back out to Anderson. 15 seconds to go here. Izzy Anderson left side. Now they go in the corner to Morrissey. Morrissey one dribble left corner. Now got the ball back out to Molly Chambers. Here's a jumper, Izzy Anderson, in and out, no good. The rebound, though, picked up by Chambers. Now on the right side, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg, 27. Allman Catholic, 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Days Auto Body.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
It was Benjamin Franklin that once wrote, "Nothing can be certain except death and taxes." Well, you're definitely looking forward to one of those things. Not the one thing, the big, beautiful tax refund, right? You got big plans for that refund. In fact, as soon as that check arrives, you know right where you're going. Yem on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Especially if you've got a son or daughter who just turned 16 and you need a third or fourth vehicle in the family. Maybe you just need a new work truck or a small car with great gas mileage to drive back and forth to school. Or maybe you're just tired of what you're driving right now and want to upgrade to something nicer and newer. Whatever your reason, you can be certain that Yem's got what you're looking for. With the biggest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs around, hands down. In fact, Yem has over 100 pre-owned vehicles on their lot right now, priced at under $10,000. So good for you on getting that big fat tax refund this year. Oh, and congratulations in advance on your nicer, newer car from Yem. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson, Galesburg. Stop out today or see their entire selection anytime at yemautos.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Okay.
We're back. Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson, WGIL at the half. Our score is Galesburg 27 and Allman 25. What a second quarter for Haley Kelso, Eric.
Yeah, she was feeling it, and that's what happens when you get a shooter in a groove like that. All of a sudden, she can take over a quarter, and that by far, I don't think you can argue, that was her best quarter of the season. She was doing offensively, defensively. She puts 14 points in. She was perfect, 5 for 5 from the field, including 4 for 4 from three-point range.
Our halftime stats are brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Let's run down the first half scoring, which featured a technical foul called against Evan Massey by Don Payton of Rock Island. The the Alderman Pioneers are led in scoring by Izzy Anderson, their 5'7 senior guard. She has 10 points. She's 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 7 points in the first half for Anna Weatherall, 4 points for Aaron Morrissey, and Billy Franks also with 4 points for the Alderman Catholic Pioneers. For the Silver Streaks, Haley Kelso hit 4 3-pointers. In fact, Haley Kelso scored all of Galesburg's 14 points in the second quarter, every one. She had 4 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal in the second quarter for 14 points. Sabrina Clay had a big first quarter with 9 points, so she has 9 points in the game. She did not score in the second quarter. 2 points for Raina Gully and 2 points for Shaylee Florine. Casey Williams started, did not score in the first half. Kaylin Boydston also started and did not score for the Silver Streaks. It was 14-13 Alderman Catholic at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring Alderman thanks to Haley Kelso, 14-11 in the second quarter. Galesburg leads it at the half, 27-25. We'll take a break. Come back. Eric will have his first half stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Talk about benefits. 16 paid holidays, vacation, personal and sick time, plus health insurance. And there's the satisfaction of knowing every day you're doing something meaningful. KCCDD is looking to hire qualified staff to assist individuals with developmental disabilities in leading more independent lives. If you're looking for work and have a high school diploma or GED or degree in human services, psychology, or other related field, KCCDD may have a position waiting for you. To learn more, go online to galesburg.info. Keyword, jobs.
Hey, Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out State Farm Center for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today.
Here we are again, the Animal Stories News Team. I'm Uncle Larry.
And I'm Little Tommy. Every family should have emergency plans in the event something bad happens. You know, a bad storm could damage your house. You may have to evacuate for some reason.
And always include your pet in those plans. Make sure you have a 2-week supply of food, water, medicine.
Yeah, and make sure you have your ID tags on everything with your cell phone number and all your pet vaccination records. Log on to ready.illinois.gov for more info.
Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. A short-lived winter weather advisory in effect until 9 p.m. for Warren, Henderson, Hancock, and McDonough counties, with 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible and low visibility during that time. Cloudy and cold otherwise, with scattered snow showers tonight, lows of 7, and wind chill readings 5 below to 15 below after midnight. Currently, it's 27 at WGIL.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. At the half, the Silver Streaks have the lead, 27-25 over Alderman Catholic. Eric Gibson's halftime stats are brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not get the bill. Okay, Eric, what do we got?
Well, the turnover story, not good for the Silver Streaks. They've turned it over 11 times, and they've only forced 8. Rebounding, those Streaks do have an advantage on the boards, 13-10, including 5-3 on offensive rebounds. The Alderman Pioneers shooting it 9 of 20 from the field, including 8 of 18 from inside the arc, 1 of 2 from distance, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Have an advantage there at the free throw line yet again. Streaks, on the other hand, 6 of 13 from the field inside the arc, 4 of 8 from distance, thanks to quite the outburst there into the second quarter, as Jim talked about, from Haley Kelso when she went 4 for 4 and 3 of 4 from the stripe. So the Streaks would like to get to the line a little bit more, but have to be pretty happy about where they sit with how ugly that second quarter was looking for a period of time.
We hope you'll join Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee tomorrow night, 7:06, the pregame show, as the boys will be playing at Rock Island. And then a full day of basketball coming up on Saturday. It'll start with Galesburg's girls at Morton to play the Morton Lady Potters. That game at 10:30. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 10:10. The boys start at 11:10. They're going to be playing Blue Island, and that will be on the Laser, 92.7 FM. Then the boys will play again on Saturday against Warren at the Martin Luther King Tournament, 7:40 the pregame show, 8 o'clock the tip-off. And we'll be back on Monday, as on Monday we'll have the Galesburg girls against Quincy Notre Dame. That game at 1:30 will be on with the pregame show at 1:10. So lots of basketball coming up as we enter the height of the season, and then we'll begin to taper off a little bit after the Martin Luther King tournament. So the Silver Streaks with the lead here, 27-25 at the half. What do you think Jay Hatch is going to do to stop Kelso?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't try to go to like a box and one and say, hey, you know, whoever's on her has got to make sure that she just sticks with her all over the floor, whether that's Isabella Anderson or Billy Franks. The Streaks really, you know, what's really waving in the Streaks' favor is in that first quarter, Sabrina Clay really got off. I mean, she scored all 9 of her points in the first quarter. So, you know, you've got the inside game working. You've got the outside game working. So it's going to give him a little bit of a question of what do they do. And, you know, Shaylee wasn't in for a lot of that second quarter. And if she can start scoring, she could really turn the table here because she's only got 2 points at halftime.
So the two teams gathered around their respective benches. We're located on the north side of the court here at Alleman Catholic, the floor running from west to east. Galesburg is going to have the ball to start the second half of play, and the Silver Streaks will be moving from left to right. Galesburg again in the black uniforms with the white streaks across the chest, the black numerals. Alleman in the white uniforms with Alleman Catholic across the chest in green with green numerals. Galesburg's ball, Kaylin Boydston now to Kelso. She's going to take the three, top of the key, no good. The rebound's going to come out, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Alleman's ball. Boy, if that would have fallen.
Well, unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, it was just a little bit long, but, you know, there's no fault with that. Coach Massey had a little grin on his face about coming out shooting right away to see if she still had it going.
Here comes Izzy Anderson for Alleman to Anna Weatherall on the right side. Now a bad pass is going to go over and be picked up by Kelso. Kelso comes back down, fires the three-pointer right wing. Yes! Oh, Haley Kelso, 17 points in the game. 5 three-pointers, and it's 30-25 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Izzy Anderson. Anderson now got it to Morrissey. Ball was tipped away, but Morrissey got it back. Now they get it down to Daria Guzzo. Guzzo now into the lane. Here's Morrissey with the hook shot. She puts it up and through. Erin Morrissey has 6.
Yeah, you can't leave her open in the lane. She's automatic pretty much from 10 feet in.
Alleman answers. Back comes Florine. Now got it to Kelso. Kelso gets a pick. She's going to take the three, top of the key, in and out. And
That one bounced on every part of the front and back of the rim and finally fell.
20 points for Kelso. That can't stop her. 33-27. Galesburg by 6. Now back comes Rock Island Alleman on the right side now. This is Weatherall. Back up top to Billy Franks. In the lane, Morrissey. Turnaround jumper good. But they go right to Morrissey every time.
Yeah,
Jay
now
Hatch wants a timeout.
Yeah, he's seen enough of Kelso knocking down threes. She's 2 of 3 now in this quarter, so she's 6 of 9 from the range in the game.
So the Silver Streaks, after Kelso made 2 threes in the third quarter, she made 4 threes in the second quarter. She has 20 points in the game. We came up tonight to Rock Island in a 2013 Nissan Altima from Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street. This is a beautiful car. It's on special. It's under warranty. There's a rebate on it or special financing. See Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, any of the folks at Galesburg Nissan in their new location, in front of the Sandberg Mall, 2080 North Henderson, providing all the cars for the Galesburg boys and girls road games. It'll be Streaks ball after the Morrissey basket, 33-29 in favor of Galesburg. Here's Kaylin Boydson now over center court on the dribble. Gives it to Florine, left side, now to Williams. Williams now backdoor to Florine, but the pass intercepted by Anderson. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul called in the backcourt. I didn't see that. Is it Clay?
I don't know.
It was right on next to Anderson. It looks like it'll
must
be Sabrina
have
Clay.
Yep.
That's Sabrina Clay's first team foul of the second half called against the Silver Streaks.
Jim, the Streaks have 33 points in this game. The last 20 scored by Haley Kelso.
Here comes Anna Weatherall now for Alleman, crossing center court right in front of us. Bounce pass on the right side. Got it to Izzy Anderson. Anderson in the corner to Guzzo. Back up now to Weatherall. Weatherall, bounce pass inside. Picked up off the floor by Morrissey. She puts it up no good. Rebound Clay for the Streaks. Here comes Galesburg. Let's see if they go to Kelso. Boydston now. Comes top of the key. Right side Clay. Kelso goes underneath. Back up top to Florine. Now backdoor Clay. Left-handed layup good. Sabrina Clay as Galesburg moves the ball beautifully on offense. Clay has 11 points in the game. 35-29 Streaks. Here comes Izzy Anderson now against Boydston. Right side Anna Weatherall. Bounce pass in the corner, Daria Guzzo. Thought about the baseline jumper, didn't take it. Comes back out to Anderson. Now back up top to Billy Franks, and the bounce pass inside to Morrissey. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call.
Yeah, this is going to go against Shaylee. One of the weaker fouls we've seen called in this game. I think she might have had her backhand on Morrissey when she was going for that steal. She was able to knock the ball away with the left hand, but got called for the touch on the right hand.
Her first, the second team foul on the Streaks. Pass comes in, now tipped away, but picked up on the left side by Billy Franks of Alleman. Looking inside for Morrissey, now to Weatherall. Up top, Anderson. Anderson fakes the pass, now goes on the right side. Is able to get it on the right side to Anna Weatherall. Weatherall holds the ball, now in the far right corner. She's able to get it to Izzy Anderson. Anderson comes out on the dribble, bothered by Boydston. Got it back in the corner now to Morrissey, who's going to take the three-pointer. Yes.
Two.
But they say it's two. Erin Morrissey with three straight baskets in the third quarter. She has all of Alleman's points in the third quarter, 10 on the ball game. It's 35-31 Galesburg. Here's Florine now to Boydston. Boydston back on the left side. Got it to Williams into Florine. Turnaround jumper off the glass. It was long. The rebound in the lane, Erin Morrissey for Alleman. Outlet pass, Izzy Anderson. Back comes Alleman Catholic. All the way down, Anderson puts it up. No good. The rebound right back up by Morrissey and through.
That was Guzzo.
Guzzo was able to get her first points of the game. The offensive rebound in the hoop, 35-33, and Massey wants a timeout.
Well, the Streaks did a nice job there for a while of really limiting the shots inside. But, you know, once Morrissey got going there, you've got to really key in on her. On that last one she made from the exterior, you know, with how automatic she is from the inside, you kind of got to let her take the 19-footers and live with that if she's going to make some of them. Unfortunately, there was a couple screens that were put in, and the Streaks switched on all the screens. So what happened was that Boydston got caught up having to guard her, and that's not really who you want on her.
Raven Wyatt, Carly Anderson going to come into the lineup for Alleman Catholic. It'll be Galesburg's ball now in the front court. Comes into Raina Gully. Raina Gully along with Sammy Thompson. Lexi Daniels in for the Streaks. Thompson on the right side for Galesburg. Now to Kelso. Kelso's being guarded by Billy Franks now. Left side. They get the ball to Daniels, now around the three-point line. The Gully breaks away, drives the basket, puts it up and through. Oh, Raina Gully with a nifty drive. Now in the lane, here's a turnaround jumper. In and out, no good by Raven Wyatt. Rebound controlled by Clay of the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg. Gully now. Right side to Kelso. Holds the ball over her head. Now back out to Raina Gully. Kelso goes underneath as Galesburg runs the offense with 3:47 to go third quarter. Back to Kelso up top.
Ooh.
She's bumped. She took her arm. Now drives the baseline. Puts a jumper up. No good. The rebound underneath pulled down by Morrissey of Alleman. Outlet pass Izzy Anderson. Anderson so quick. Comes all the way back down court. Puts a shot up. No good. The rebound underneath. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul call. We're going to get Sammy Thompson fouling Billy Franks here.
Well, Kelso's lucky. She got away with a push down at the other end at the top of the key. She put her hands right in Franks' face. The officials didn't call it, and then she felt like she got bumped not only by Frank Thayer, but also when she took that shot. The big thing for Haley is right now they're face guarding her all over the floor, so she's not going to get a lot of room as Billy Franks has been all over her no matter where she is on the floor, Jim, and that's going to be a huge issue. The Streaks are either going to have to run her off some screens, or Haley's got to get creative and understand that when she gets taken out of the play, there's one, maybe even two at times players on her.
Molly Ethington, Molly Chambers back in. Morrissey went out along with Izzy Anderson. Second free throw by Franks is good. She's 4-for-4 from the line. She has 6 points in the game, 37-35, Galesburg. Back comes Raina Gully, left to right for the Silver Streaks. Bounce pass on the left side to Lexi Daniels, not a Clay. Sabrina Clay looking, got a bad pass, tried to get it to Gully, tipped away by Weatherall and stolen by Alleman Catholic. Back comes Weatherall now. Now stolen back by Kelso as she was trailing the play to Gully. Gully into the front court, left-handed dribble, top of the key, looked for that drive, couldn't take it, now works the right side. Gully now back up top to Sammy Thompson, left side Kelso. Kelso gets a pick from Thompson, now comes to the right side, tried to get a pass to Clay, but Clay was moving the other way. Galesburg turns it over.
Yeah, Haley and Clay were just on different pages there. Clay was trying to open up the lane for her, and Haley thought she was going to stay there where she was and go over the top.
37-35 Silver Streaks, 2:50 to go third quarter. Right side now Carly Anderson for the Pioneers. Into the corner, gets the ball down to Molly Ethington, back out to Anderson. Now to Chambers. They come on the left side now to Carly Anderson. Carly Anderson back up top now to Billy Franks. Alleman operating around the three-point perimeter with good ball movement, but nothing inside. Back up top now to Billy Franks. Franks goes on the right side to Weatherall. Now in the corner to Molly Chambers. Thought about the three Franks did right side. Now they will take the three from the right corner. No good by Anna Weatherall.
Oh.
The rebound. Gully had it, but it was taken away from her. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul call.
Well, it definitely looked right there like Sabrina got hit. Sabrina had that ball almost in her hands. And fighting through her was Molly Ethington. She knocked her to the ground. And that's why Sabrina wasn't able to come up with that basketball.
Sammy Thompson's going to be called for the foul for the Streaks. Her second. That's a fourth team foul. All of them no fouls. In the third quarter. Nothing. Unbelievable. This guy's horrible, this guy over here.
On the baseline?
Yeah, this Don Payton, he's terrible. Comes in now. Here's a collision, and we'll get Clay for the foul, and that's a legitimate call.
Yeah.
As Molly Etheridge was going up for the shot, and Clay ran right into her.
Well, Clay did a smart move. She came out with her hand straight up, but unfortunately she never stopped, and she went right through Ethington. And this will be the first trip to the line for Ethington on the season. She has shot at 10 of 24, so she's the below 50% free throw shooter on the season.
Ethington, the left-handed free throw is going to be good, her first point of the game.
She can tie
it up with this free throw. Molly Ethington, a couple of dribbles, now looks at left-handed free throw shooter. It's on the way, and she makes it.
Didn't look below 50% there, Jim.
37 all. Full court pressure by Alleman. In the backcourt, Florine gets it to Williams. Now to Gully. 3-on-2 break. And Gully,
we're
going to get a foul call.
And the Alleman faithful not happy. It looked like that Weatherall may have come free there and gotten a nice steal, but she's going to get called for bumping Raina Gully on the way up the floor. So that'll be the first turnover of the half.
Weatherall's foul. First foul, first team foul. Now we're going to whistle here. He comes right back, this guy.
Jeez. He's going to get a foul call. He's going to call Sabrina Clay for the illegal screen. Sabrina got pushed, and he's going to give her the foul.
Massey, of course, got a technical. He cannot get up.
Yeah,
so he is seated.
Glued to that seat. That's three fouls now on Sabrina Clay.
Kelso in. Daniels out for Galesburg. Back comes Alleman Catholic. They can take the lead here with 2 minutes to go third quarter. Up top now, they get the ball to Weatherall in the by Chambers, no good. The rebound controlled by Gully, and we'll get a whistle and a foul call on Alleman.
All of a sudden, we hadn't heard a lot of whistles in this one, and all of a sudden, the whistles are starting to fly.
Molly Chambers picks up the foul for Alleman Catholic, her first, second team foul. Galesburg's ball as Alleman has dropped off. The Streaks will bring it up. Raina Gully will bring it up against Izzy Anderson. She gets bumped at center court, right side Sabrina Clay. Clay back up top to Florine, not a Gully. Gully now, will the drive? She got bumped. And the ball got tipped away, and they're going to give it to Alleman.
Yeah, he's going to say it went off of Gully's foot, which may be true, but I agree with you. I think there might have been some contact that led to that turnover. Gully usually a pretty sure-handed ball handler.
Izzy Anderson will bring it back to Anna Weatherall on the right side. Weatherall bounce pass in the corner down to Molly Ethington. Back now come on the near side to Carly Anderson. Carly back out to Izzy, now to Carly. Carly on the left side to Izzy. Now they'll try the right side. Over to Anna Weatherall. Cross-court pass, Izzy Anderson wide open for the three. Missed it. The rebound, Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Gives it to Raina Gully. Here come the streaks left to right. Gully now stops at center court. Still keeps her dribble going. Now works on the right side. Got a pick from Clay. Now back out to Florine. Left side, Casey Williams with a minute to go third quarter. Back out now to Clay. Clay now spins at the foul line. Breaks away. Drives the basket. Puts it up. No. She missed the easy one.
Oh,
the rebound.
Geez.
And we'll get a foul on the rebound.
And if this
Gully.
Is against Sabrina Clay, that's her fourth.
I think it's Gully, isn't it? Or are they going to call it on
I don't
Gully?
Know.
Clay
he,
was down on the floor.
He pointed at the floor. That's why I'm not sure who he's getting this one on. Yep, it's going against Sabrina. That's her fourth.
So Clay's fourth, the seventh team foul Jeez. Against the Silver Streaks.
Already seven, shocker.
Clay goes out. In is Sammy Thompson. Going to the free throw line is going to be Molly Chambers for the 1-1.
Chambers, according to the stats provided by Mark Nessler, on the season, she is 3 of 8 from the stripe.
Well, here we go. Chambers free throw, and she missed it. The rebound in the lane comes off of Sammy Thompson, picked up by Raina Gully, and here comes Galesburg. Gully now back into the front court with 46 seconds to go third quarter, 37 all our score. Gully now got it to Sammy, now to Shaylee Florine. Florine holds the ball, top of the key, right side Raina Gully. Gully with the ball, now to Kelso. Kelso baseline hook shot came off the side of the backboard, right back to her. Back out to Gully. Gully now being guarded by Weatherall. They're following her everywhere she goes. And now Kelso just get bumped by Weatherall, no whistle. Back out now to Sammy Thompson, 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Left side Gully, and Gully now is going to be fouled on the drive.
And this is going to go against Isabella Anderson for a little too much contact there while Gully was trying to bring that ball inside.
Her first, the third team foul. Back comes Daria Guzzo, going out is Molly Chambers. Galesburg's ball underneath the Silver Streak basket on the west side of the gym. Raina Gully ready to throw it in. Got it into Williams. She got a pick from Thompson. Drives the lane. Not a Gully. Alley-oop Florine. Florine.
Oh.
No, she did. She did.
Did she drag the foot?
She did.
Okay. I was watching the ball. I didn't see the foot move.
Good call.
So now we're going to.
Looks like Billy Franks just went out.
Okay, and then back in Carly Anderson, I think.
Back into the front court comes Allman. 2 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Anderson at the buzzer. Izzy Anderson with a jumper, no good, and that's the end of three. With the score, it's Allman Catholic 37 and Galesburg 37. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from the WGIL Morning News. Coming up tomorrow at 8:10, we'll talk about some hazing rituals and the fallout at Maine West High School on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
All of his ball to start the fourth quarter, and we're going to get an illegal screen called here. Team foul, and so Galesburg is going to get it back. Galesburg coming with Sammy Thompson's in there, Casey Williams, Kaylin Boyston, Shaylee Florine, and Haley Kelso. And now we'll get a foul called against Morrissey as Thompson drove to the basket for the streaks, and she was fouled by Erin Morrissey, her first, the fifth team foul. And Sammy Thompson, who on the year is an 85% free throw shooter, she's 12 of 14 from the free throw line, will go to the free throw line for the streaks. Come on, Sammy.
Perfect. Good job by Sammy there. Nice square. You know, I really like that move that Sammy just pulled. She saw that they weren't really protecting the rim, and she saw an opening. She just took it, even though she's playing more of a forward this year.
Sammy makes them both. Her first two of the game. Puts the streaks up by two. 39-37. 7:37 to go in the ballgame. Anna Weatherall back into the front court now for Alleman Catholic. To Aaron Morrissey outside the three-point line. Now to Izzy Anderson. Izzy Anderson on the dribble. They're going to set up the offense. Kelso is guarding Morrissey. Now they come on the left side to Carly Anderson. Carly Anderson looking. Back up top now to Weatherall. Weatherall on the right side. A bounce pass to Morrissey. Turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound, Florine for the streaks. Outlet pass now to Kaylin Boydston. Boydston on the attack left to right. Ahead now to Sammy Thompson. Thompson had trouble with the pass, so it picks it up in the corner. Back out to Boydston now for Galesburg. She tried to get it to Florine. Florine wasn't looking for it, and it's picked up by Billy Franks. Franks brings it back for Alleman Catholic, stolen by Boydston. Boydston for Galesburg, one on two. Comes all the way down, hits the trailer. It's Kelso. She'll take the three right side, no good. The rebound underneath, fought for, now on the floor. We'll get two people fighting. No held ball there as Boydston had tied up Billy Franks. Franks comes back down to Izzy Anderson. Anderson will put it up from the baseline, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul call.
Yeah, it's going to go against Kelso here for hitting on the floor. Coach Hatch wants free throws out of it. They're going to, or wants the continuation on it. They say no. It will be the one and one, though. And unfortunately for the Silver Streaks at the other end, I agree with you. I mean, we've seen some quick held ball calls in this game, and Streaks didn't get it there, and they would have gotten the ball.
Izzy Anderson at the line with the one and one. Can bring Alleman within one, and she does. She can tie the game here. 11 points in the game for the 5'7 junior. Izzy Anderson, she scored 15 points in the Quincy game. 10 against Galesburg in the first meeting. Second free throw on the way, and she makes them both. What a player. 12 points for Izzy Anderson. Ties the game at 39 with 6:40 to go. Here comes Kaylin Boydston for the streaks. Now to Lexi, or to Sammy Thompson. Back out to Florine. Now right side Boydston. Boydston, the backdoor pass to Florine. Florine puts it up, but she was fouled.
Great look right there by Kaylin. She knew exactly where Shaylee was going to be. She put the ball in the air before the defender could find it, and it made it an easy catch for Shaylee. And then Shaylee got the shot up and draws the foul on Aaron Morrissey, even though it didn't go in.
Morrissey's second, 16th foul. Here's Florine at the line, and the free throw's missed.
Yeah, these are big free throws here. We've got to hit in the fourth quarter.
Florine, a 44% free throw shooter on the year, 32 of 73 now, and she makes the second one, 33 of 73. 40-39 in favor of Galesburg. Back comes Alleman, now tipped away by Boydston, and we'll get a held ball at center court as Boydston was able to tie up Izzy Anderson. On the alternating possession, it'll belong to the Streaks, and Jay Hatch is working hard on Don Payton. He doesn't have to work too hard. Now here's Sammy. Sammy now with the dribble for Galesburg out to Boydston. Boydston at center court. Always a war in this gym. You can always count on strange things happening, and we've had him tonight with a technical foul called on Massey in the first half. Coming in the second quarter. Boydston now, left side Williams. Williams is going to take the three left wing. No, it's an air ball. The rebound's going to be picked up by Billy Franks. She brings it out herself for Alleman. Franks all the way down. Stops at the foul line. Now goes underneath to Weatherall, and Weatherall puts it up and through. Anna Weatherall was 9. Gives Alleman the lead, 41-40. Here comes Boydston. Well, I don't know if you want Williams taking that three.
No, well, and then at the other end, there was definitely a shuffle of the feet before the pass by Billy Franks, and so the Streaks are the unfortunate end of that one.
We're going to take a break because of the timeout called. 5:42 to go in the ballgame. It's Alleman 41, Galesburg 40. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
You could win cash this winter just by wearing the new green WGIL button. Pick up your free button today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Streaks need a field goal. They have 3 free throws in the fourth quarter. 41-40 in favor of Alleman Catholic. At the half, it was 27-25 Galesburg. What a game this has been so far. It'll be Streaks' ball after the full timeout. Casey Williams throws it into Reyna Gully. And Gully now, or Jay Hatch, wants his team to come out and put some pressure on Gully. Back out to Florine, top of the key. Now left side, Kelso. Kelso comes around, drives the foul line, takes the jump shot, no good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Florine. Right back up and through, and she's fouled. Oh, Shaylee Florine is fired up, too, as she pumps her fist three or four times after that rebound. The foul's going to go against Erin Morrissey, her third, and that's the 17th foul on the Pioneers.
Yeah, good job right there by Shaylee. You know, we talk about the position the Streaks post players do get inside. Another good example there.
Florine misses the free throw. Rebound Morrissey. Back on the attack. They get the half court pass to Witherall, and Witherall comes down and puts it up and through. Galesburg slow getting back. Witherall has 11, 43-42, Alleman Catholic. Florine on the left side, not a Gully. We have 5:10 to go in the basketball game. Florine now, right side to Gully. Gully now high on the right wing. Now takes a couple dribbles and backs out. She's being guarded by Izzy Anderson. Here's Reyna Gully. Gets a pick from Florine. Now stops. Picks up her dribble into Shaylee. Shaylee, one dribble. Puts it up and through. Oh, they're going to Florine now, Eric. Shaylee Florine with 5 points in the fourth quarter. Seven in the game. 43-44 Galesburg. Back comes Alleman Catholic. Right corner now, Daria Guzzo. Back up to Witherall. Now top of the key to Billy Franks. In the lane to Morrissey, but the ball was knocked away. Picked up by Gully. Now to Kelso. Kelso now. Hant was in her three-point spot, but Anderson was able to get back quickly to stand in front of her. Now to Reyna Gully. Gets a pick from Sabrina Clay. Gully has to pick up her dribble, and now she's hit by Anderson. Got the ball, though, to Sabrina. Sabrina now on the baseline,
oh,
but we're going to get a travel call.
You know, and Sabrina doesn't usually drive a whole lot, and you can see what's transpiring right there. And basically, it was one of those situations where she just saw an opening and she was going to go and just was a little too quick for her own feet.
44-43 Silver Streaks. Back comes Alleman Catholic. Erin Morrissey on the right side got it to Anna Witherall. Jay Hatch directing the offense from the bench. There was a travel by Morrissey, no whistle. Back up top to Izzy Anderson. She'll take the foul line jumper, bingo. Izzy Anderson, it should have been a turnover. There should have been a travel against all of them, and they didn't call it. Izzy Anderson with 14 points. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Gully now. Back up to Florine, top of the key. Left side to Kelso. Kelso to Florine. Florine, one dribble. Gets nailed by Morrissey, and it goes in. Morrissey commits the foul. The basket counts, and Florine's going to go to the line.
Huge play right there. Huge play by Shaylee Florine. She's showing her strength. She got it hit. She was able to get that ball in the air, and it goes in for her.
She's eating Morrissey alive. She can only make the free throw. She missed it. The rebound, Morrissey. Back quickly comes Izzy Anderson for Alleman Catholic. On the right side to Witherall. Galesburg leads it 46-45. In the corner now, Morrissey. Guarded by Williams. Back up top. They get the ball now to Billy Franks. Bounce pass in the lane to Guzzo. Now on the baseline, Morrissey. She couldn't get a shot off. We're going to get a whistle. And what?
Timeout.
30-second full timeout.
Full timeout.
Timeout on the floor called by Jay Hatch with 3:24 to go in the game. It's Galesburg 46, Alleman 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Your stuff has taken over. Every nook and cranny filled with stuff. You need to purchase the spacious 5-bedroom, 2-bath ranch-style home in Monmouth. Get the details on this must-see property that's for sale by owner at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Two unbeaten teams in the Western Big Six go head-to-head when Galesburg travels to Rock Island tomorrow. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 7:10 tomorrow night on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL, Galesburg. Jay Hatch with the timeout. 46-45 Silver Streaks. At the half, it was 27-25 Galesburg. We were tied at 37 at the end of the third quarter. What a game for Shaylee Florine here in the fourth quarter, Eric.
Well, what a quarter for her. And it seems like a new streak player has taken over each of the quarters.
Yeah, doesn't it? Izzy Anderson will have it. Alleman will have it after the timeout. Anderson works against Gully right side. Now they're going to run the weave out front with Anna Weatherall. Now they get the ball to Carly Anderson. Carly Anderson back to Weatherall. Carly top of the key, one dribble. Bounce pass near side to Izzy Anderson. Coming down to the 3 minutes mark. Here's the bounce pass right side. Here's the jumper, no good. By Weatherall. The rebound controlled underneath and pulled down by Clay. Back on the attack comes Galesburg. Left side, Florine, now to Clay. Clay now on the right wing to Gully. Gully holds the ball up over her head. Here's Kelso wide open for the three. Missed it. The rebound, though, Casey Williams. Right back up. No, she missed it. The rebound, Aaron Morrissey, controlled for Alleman. Back comes Weatherall. She comes all the way down, holds up foul line right. Got a... and puts it up and through. Izzy Anderson with 16 on the game. Alleman goes up by one, 47-46. Back comes Florine for the streaks. Now here's Raina Gully. Gully on the right side, dribble, foul line right. Now to Shea Lee. To Casey Williams on the left side. Williams now to Sabrina Clay. Clay's going to drive against Morrissey. Puts a layup up and through. Sabrina Clay now with 13, 48-47 Galesburg. 2:10 to go in the ball game. Left side now, this is Billy Franks. Franks on the dribble on the baseline to Guzzo. Guzzo back out to Weatherall. Now top of the key, Izzy Anderson. She drives against Gully, takes the off-balance shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Right back up, no, and pulled out of the air by Sabrina Clay. Back come the streaks left to right. Raina Gully over the 10-second line steals a glance at Massey on the bench. He has to stay seated after the second quarter technical. To Florine. Florine now hands it off to Kelso. Kelso bothered by Anderson. Takes a jumper. Now she's hit after the shot. No whistle. The shot was no good. The rebound, Florine. Here's Williams with the 3 yards. Oh, Casey Williams. First points of the game. The three-pointer from the right side. And Galesburg takes the lead. 51-47 with a minute 25 to go. Back comes Izzy Anderson. Anderson foul line right now to Anna Weatherall. Cross-court pass now to Billy Franks. Franks backs out beyond the three-point line. Cross-court Anderson. Anderson guarded by Williams, and we'll get a whistle, and we'll get a timeout call.
Yeah, a timeout call by Jay Hatch, and they're going to put the ball on the baseline. He's checking to see if it's a – well, no, it's going to go on the sideline. It's going to be a full timeout.
Timeout on the floor with a minute 11 to go in the game. It's Galesburg 51, Alleman Catholic 47. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. The Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Committee has events planned for Sunday and Monday. Get the details tonight at 5:20 on the WGIL Evening News.
We'll keep it here the rest of the way. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you. It'll be Alleman's ball. They brought in Raven Wyatt. She's going to throw the ball in. Also, Carly Anderson's in for Alleman along with Weatherall, Izzy Anderson, and Aaron Morrissey. For the streaks, Shaylee Florine, Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, Casey Williams, and Raina Gully. Galesburg ahead by four with a minute 10 to go. Here's Izzy Anderson now. Got it to Weatherall, near side to Carly Anderson. Carly Anderson, one dribble outside the three-point line. Now to Morrissey. Morrissey guarded by Florine in the right corner. Here's the three-point shot, no good, by Carly Anderson, and the ball's going to be picked up by Gully. Back come the streaks. They have the lead. Raina Gully now spins away from Izzy Anderson, holds up her dribble in the front court. Massey's up off his feet now. Better be careful. Now to Florine. Florine has it out beyond. They're going to try to hold it. Looks like Galesburg's going to try to run the clock down with 38 seconds to go. Kelso has it on the left side to Florine. Bounced away. Now the ball goes on the floor. Florine's trying to tie somebody up. We're going to get a jump ball.
It doesn't matter. It's Allman's ball anyway, and Coach Massey's still off his feet. He might have just realized that he was standing up because he went right back down.
That's like when I yell at the Bears. I don't realize I do it. Back comes Carly Anderson now to Izzy Anderson. Galesburg leads by four, 26 seconds to go in the game. They got to get a shot up. Left side, Williams is able to tip it away from Izzy Anderson, but they say it's off of Williams out of bounds. It'll be Allman's ball right here in front of us.
21.7 left. The streaks are trying to get in their set right now. Coach Massey on the bench calling out two, which looks like it's the 2-3 zone.
Raven Wyatt now. Williams steals the pass. Here, Casey Williams for Galesburg. Now she's going to pull the ball out, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Smart move right there by Casey. She could have gone in and tried to take a contested layup. Instead, she decided to opt to try to burn as much time off the clock as possible. Got a little bit more time off the clock. 14.2 left. Casey's going to go to the line. Not one of the stronger free throw shooters for the Silver Streaks, though.
Williams on the season, 12 of 32, 37% free throw shooter, and she missed it.
No, almost.
Bounced off the iron, came back down, then bounced out again. Back comes Allman, 10 seconds to go in the game. Right side, all right, Weatherall puts it up on the baseline, good. Anna Weatherall with 13 points on the game, the baseline runner that time, and it's 51-49 in favor of Galesburg with 5.9 seconds to go. What's Jay Hatch's strategy? Follow me.
Well, you
right?
Got to follow me immediately. 5.9 left. I'm surprised Coach Massey hasn't brought anybody in for Shaylee or for Casey Williams. Now Lexi's getting the call. We'll see if she's going in for Shaylee. Nope, she's going to get Casey. So Lexi Daniels into the game, a little bit better free throw shooter. Shaylee's still in there. I would imagine that Shaylee's going to be the inbounder if he's leaving her in there.
Casey Williams with the steal. Casey Williams with that three-pointer.
Yeah, Casey, a nice job. Some momentum turn here for the Silver Streaks. She got that big three to push the lead out, and then with that steal, a bad play by Allman as the intended target wasn't even paying attention. So Casey was able to get it and run it out. Unfortunately, she missed the free throw.
So the two teams will come back on the court. The sophomores lost to Allman 67-43 tonight. So let's see who Galesburg brings out here as Allman is going to bring out. They're going to leave Raven Wyatt in the game along with Billy Franks is in there. Aaron Morrissey back in. Of course, Izzy Anderson and Anna Weatherall always pretty much in the game. It'll be Galesburg ball after the full timeout by Allman Catholic. Haley Kelso will throw it in. We're getting full court pressure in the backcourt. Comes into the backcourt to Gully, and Gully's going to be fouled immediately.
Yeah, good decision right there by the Silver Streaks to get that one into Reyna. We know she's a pretty strong free throw shooter, and she's going to get one and one here, so hopefully she can hit the first one. That makes it a three-point game. She gets the second one, it's golden.
So two big free throws for Reyna Gully. I'll never forget that day at Dunlap.
Yeah, four big ones in the last minute of the fourth quarter.
Free throw's good.
She's just got ice water in the veins, Jim. She does. She just hits. So that was a big one. Now the Allman Pioneers need a three.
Three-point game. This will be the one to make it a two-possession game. Here it is. And she nails it. Reyna Gully with two key free throws. She'll go out. Kaylin Boydston back in. 4.5 seconds to go. The Streaks may win this one. Left side now. Get the no good. And the Silver Streaks have come to Rock Island and defeated Allman Catholic. The final score is Galesburg 53, Allman 49. You were right.
Well, a great effort by the Silver Streaks, and we're going to have a lot to talk about here in the postgame because essentially you had a different player step up almost each and every quarter. And realistically, this was a kind of game that the Streaks needed. They need to see that they could get offensive production from several different players.
We'll take a break, come back with our postgame show. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL or on WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Crady Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Crady. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Happy New Year from all of us at Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Handyman offers your business an affordable option to brand yourself on the outside of our vehicles. You'll be featured as one of our limited traveling billboards seen everywhere all over town each Monday through Saturday. You'll get exclusive placement on one or as many of our vans in our fleet as you want. You customize, design, and supply your own signage, and we'll display it on our handy vans for an entire year or as long as you like. People might even start thinking it's your vehicle instead of ours. Contact Julie Main at 345-3614 for more details.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, this is Becky Young with WGIL reminding you that tickets are on sale for the Knox Galesburg Symphony's annual casino night, Saturday the 25th. It's 7 p.m. until midnight, and tickets are $25, which includes $10 of chips for casino action. Ticket locations and more can be found at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. A short-lived winter weather advisory in effect until 9 p.m. for Warren, Henderson, Hancock, and McDonough counties, with 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible and low visibility during that time. Cloudy and cold otherwise, with scattered snow showers tonight, lows of 7, and wind chill readings 5 below to 15 below after midnight. Currently, it's 27 at WGIL.
Stacks, the day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson. Our postgame show tonight is being brought to you on WGIL by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. For anything streak-related or anything related sporting goods-wise, it's Breed Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Well, the news is good. My partner Eric Gibson predicted it as the Silver Streaks come to Alleman and, despite some adversity, able to overcome it, and Galesburg wins it 53-49. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Alleman Catholic, dropping to 10-11 on the season, 3-3 in the Western Big Six. They were led in scoring by their point guard, Izzy Anderson, who had 16 points in the ballgame tonight, 13 points for Anna Weatherall, their other off guard, 10 points in the game for their center, Aaron Morrissey, 6 points for Billy Franks, 2 for Daria Guzzo, and Molly Ethington came off the bench, and she had 2. For the Silver Streaks, you know, you talked about it during the game. It was like every player took over in a quarter. It was strange, wasn't it, the way it happened? And yeah, probably the one who took over the most was Kelso. She was just
She just lit it up in the middle of the game, and that was huge to keep the streaks in it, and we probably gave them the momentum. But if you go quarter by quarter, Sabrina Clay scored all of her first half points in the first quarter. Then at that point, Kelso hadn't scored, and then she went nuts between the second and third quarters. And then you come back, and in that fourth quarter, you've got Shaylee Florine at the beginning, and then at the end, Casey Williams making some big plays.
So Haley Kelso led Galesburg scoring with 20 points. She had 6 3-pointers, 4 of them in the second quarter, then 2 more in the third quarter. Kelso did not score in the first quarter or the fourth quarter of this ballgame. Sabrina Clay had 13 points in the game, and 9 of those points came in the first quarter for the Silver Streaks. And then Shaylee Florine had 9 points in the game, and 7 of those 9 points came in the fourth quarter of the game. We should talk about Raina Gully, too, because Raina Gully hit 2 key free throws down the stretch. She hit a 1-1. She had 6 points in the game for Galesburg tonight, 3 points in the game for Casey Williams, 2 points for Sammy Thompson. The score at the end of the first quarter was 14-13 in favor of Alleman Catholic. Galesburg outscored Alleman 14-11 in the second quarter, beat it 27-25 at the half. Then Alleman outscored Galesburg 12-10 in the third quarter, and we were tied 37 all at the end of three. The Silver Streaks then outscored Alleman 16-12 in the fourth quarter to win it 53-49. That means Galesburg ups its season record to 13-8. The Silver Streaks now are 2-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. Galesburg is going to be playing coming up on Saturday. The Silver Streaks will be traveling to Morton to play state-ranked Morton. Our interview with Coach Evan Massey brought to you on WGIL by McDonald's. I'm loving it. McDonald's with two locations in Galesburg. You'll find them on North Henderson Street and also on East Main Street in Galesburg. So the Silver Streaks win at 53-49 tonight. It's been a long time since a conference win, Eric. It's been all the way since Quincy, right?
Yeah, at the beginning of December. And now, granted, you had the holiday break in there, so that took away from some of it. So, but yeah, this realistically, I mean, you're not in the conference race, Jim. So realistically, if you were going to win one coming up, this would have been the best one to win because this could have implications on your regional seeding. And I would have to imagine that with the Streaks winning this game, especially on Allman's home floor, that at the very least puts the Streaks in the top three seeds because, you know, they beat Dunlap, they beat IVC. You would think that those two would fall to 4 and 5. Geneseo, Allman, and the Streaks would be within the first two. So then the question ultimately would be, you know, who do you shake out from there? Geneseo beat the Streaks. Streaks and Allman are split against each other, and I think Geneseo beat Allman. I would imagine they'll end up being the number one seed and possibly Streaks and Allman 2-3 in some fashion, which would mean that the Streaks would have to face Allman in the regional.
So the Silver Streaks with a big win here tonight, 53-49. Over Allman Catholic as Galesburg outscores Allman 16-12 in the fourth quarter of this one. A great win for Galesburg tonight. And Haley Kelso with the story in this game as she hit 6 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. 4 of those in the second quarter and then 2 more in the third quarter of this game. The Silver Streaks with a great performance tonight. It was Sabrina Clay with 9 first quarter points. And then in that fourth quarter, it was Shaylee Florine, the Galesburg sophomore center, who had 7 points in the fourth quarter of the game. And then we got to mention Raina Gully's 2 free throws. And Casey Williams was scoreless for three quarters of the game and then was able to hit that 3-point field goal in the fourth quarter of this one. We're joined now by Coach Evan Massey on Press Row. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. What a ball game, back and forth all night.
Yeah, a lot more fun talking to you than it has been some nights. Yeah, and you know, quite honestly, I mean, this was a game where both teams, the way they played, would hurt so much losing. But, you know, it was a good high school basketball game.
Your girls were really fired up to play, you could tell.
Yeah, I think some of it is teenagers like to take care of old people, and I think they thought I was getting picked on there early, so they came to my defense.
What did you say? What happened with the technical?
I said, you know, if we get the ball in the post, reward us with a foul. And
that's it?
Yeah, that was it. But, you know, that's different. But I thought, you know, you look, Sabrina comes out and is just dominant in that first quarter. You know, just offensively, that's the best quarter she's ever played. Then you come back, Haley, great there in the second quarter where she couldn't miss, and she picked up then a little bit in the third quarter, right. I believe. And then, you know, you turn around. I thought Raina and Shaylee really did nice things for us offensively. But, you know, a lot of big plays of you. You know, I thought Sabrina's drive to the basket there in the fourth quarter, Casey's three was a backbreaker.
Casey Steele down
and,
here?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that Casey does so many things. That Casey's only basket is the three in that situation, but she was a dominant player by what she was able to do defensively. That she, you know, just gets her hand on so many different things and gets involved there and stuff. So it was a big game that way.
Coach, talk a little bit about how advantageous it became going into the second half when in that first quarter you kind of were dominating inside, then Haley was able to get hot in that second quarter. It had to have at least frustrated Coach Hatch in how he was going to defend. What kind of options do you get when you're having success in both inside and outside?
Well, you know, I mean, at the point when Haley started hitting, there were no other options because you could just tell she was in one of those zones where, you know, if you'd be nuts to say to her, hey, you know, if you catch it, look inside. That, you know, a couple of her threes that she got, the kid was right there. That, you know, if I was coaching them, I would have, you know, I would have ended up yelled at my defender. But the defender couldn't have done anything differently than they did. It was just she was in a zone in what's going on. And, you know, then they made it harder and harder for her in the second half of getting the ball, but others stepped up. And I thought both point guards had different sequences of game where they did great things. I thought the jump ball that Kaylin got, you know, pressuring the ball. And then that's big, you know, when you've got a freshman point guard and you set up a late situation, you know you're going to get fouled, and you set it up to get it into your freshman to end up shoot the two free throws.
Coach, what's this going to do for your regional seed? Have you thought about that at all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you look as far as regional seed that we've split with Alamo. We lost twice to Geneseo, and you know, I don't know. I think probably ourselves, Alleman, Dunlap, you throw us in a hat and pull out, and any of us could be 2, 3, or 4. I just know I really would choose not to play either of those teams, but we'll have to play one, and you do the best you can.
And you know what? You got to play Morton, too. How's that? Because they are one of the top-rated teams in the Illinois.
Well, you know, Coach Reynolds gave me advice today, and his advice was, and I thought about it there when I got the technical early. Coach Reynolds' advice was, he said, you know, if you get ejected, you don't have to end up coach the next game. Your next game is Morton. You may want to think about it. So we'll see. But it's, you know, that it's good for us playing a team like that. This is one of our best games. And you play against Morton. Morton is they've got talent. They're well coached. And, you know, they're not where they are as far as rated an accident. It's not a fluke. They're not overrated. And so we just have to use a game like that to say, let's stretch ourselves and use it to become better.
Coach, who's in trouble for scheduling the second half of the season? You've got Morton, you've got Quincy, Notre Dame, you've got New Trier. Somebody really wants to put you guys through the ringer.
Tournaments take on a life of their own. They really do. Because years ago, what happened was we had some Springfield was in there, but then in the state come in and play, they don't have to play them themselves. And what's happened here is that it's harder to get teams in the middle of the year because they got to clear their calendar off and things, and hard for them traveling twice. And so what happened to us is U-High has a great kid that's going to be, you know, everybody's recruit, and Morton's been good. And so who wants to play those people? Quincy, Notre Dame. And so now, you know, you'd like to end up get, you know, the Sisters of the Poor to come in to balance it out, but the Sisters of the Poor don't want to come and play Morton, Quincy, Notre Dame, and U-High. But, you know, if you just got to play those games, get tougher.
Coach, thanks for being with us, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks, will take a break. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It was Benjamin Franklin that once wrote, "Nothing can be certain except death and taxes." Well, you're definitely looking forward to one of those things. Not the one thing, the big, beautiful tax refund, right? You got big plans for that refund. In fact, as soon as that check arrives, you know right where you're going. Yem on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Especially if you've got a son or daughter who just turned 16 and you need a third or fourth vehicle in the family. Maybe you just need a new work truck or a small car with great gas mileage to drive back and forth to school. Or maybe you're just tired of what you're driving right now and want to upgrade to something nicer and newer. Whatever your reason, you can be certain the Yem's got what you're looking for. With the biggest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs around, hands down. In fact, Yem has over 100 pre-owned vehicles on their lot right now, priced at under $10,000. So good for you on getting that big fat tax refund this year. Oh, and congratulations in advance on your nicer, newer car from Yem. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson, Galesburg. Stop out today or see their entire selection anytime at yemautos.com.
Whether you read your morning emails at your desktop or on the go with your mobile device, start your day with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free, and you can subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Well, we're back here from Allman, and it's time for Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Jim Wyman, who we got?
We have Haley Kelso with us. She's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Haley, I wanted to talk to you about what happened and when you were feeling it there. You made the two-point field goal, then you made 4 threes in the second quarter, and then you came right out firing again in the third quarter, and everything was dropping.
Oh, yeah, it felt great. My shot last game was not there at all, but I seem to shoot better when girls are on me. I'm not sure why, but when I'm wide open, I can't seem to make the shot.
Now, what did they do then after that to try to stop you because you didn't get any points in the fourth quarter?
They never helped off of me. Like, if I was in the corner, they wouldn't go help on the post. They'd just stay right on me.
Now, how's your shoulder? Because I think, what, you talked to her dad or her
yeah,
mom?
Yeah, I talked to her mom and dad before the last game, and they were talking about the bruising that you have all up your arms and the chest.
Oh, yeah,
and
my elbows from the charges that I take. But my the shoulder was from
the
Geneseo game.
Oh, okay.
Me and Sammy collided in the lane, and like it just popped my shoulder, and it just hurt really bad. But it's fine now.
So what does this win do for the Streaks? I mean, it's huge.
It's a big, big win. It feels good. Well, hopefully this will bring momentum for Saturday's game against Morton.
Well, I see they're all going to the bus, so I better let you go. But thanks a lot and congratulations.
Thanks.
That's Haley Kelso, the Silver Streaks Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight. Haley with 20 points in the ball game tonight for Galesburg as the Streaks have defeated Alleman 53-49. I think we're ready for your stats.
Well, I was just going to talk a little bit more about the Crunch Time Player of the Game. 20 points, but also 3 rebounds, 2 steals. She was very active on both sides of the floor, Jim, and I think that's one of the big aspects from this game that really propelled the Streaks, because she wasn't doing it just on the offensive end. She was doing it on the defensive end as well, and also making sure she was helping out in every way possible. But yeah, so a very complete game for the Silver Streaks, and a nice job by Haley Kelso. Stats-wise, you look at the team stats, 19 turnovers for the Streaks, so a little high on that number. They only forced 15 Alleman turnovers. Streaks did win the rebounding battle, though, 26-21. The teams each had 9 offensive rebounds. Shooting-wise, Alleman was 18 of 45 from the field, including 1 of 8 from three-point land. They were 12 of 16 from the free-throw line, so another good free-throw shooting game by a Streak opponent. Streaks, on the other hand, 19 of 41 from the field, including 12 of 26 inside the arc, 7 of 15 of distance, and 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Individual stats in addition to points, 7 rebounds for Shaylee Florine to go with her 9 points. Sabrina Clay, 9 rebounds to go with her 13 points, also a block for Sabrina. Haley, as I talked about, also had the 2 steals and the 3 rebounds. Casey Williams, 3 points, 3 assists, 3 steals, and a rebound. So she really filled up the stat sheet, too. So we'll take one more break. You're listening to Silver Streaks postgame show on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Great legends of the Galesburg stage pay tribute to the WGIL button.
It's exclusive.
It's free.
It's exclusive and free.
It's exclusive, free, and green.
Forest green.
The color of money.
Cash.
Pick up the new green WGIL button at a participating sponsor. Galesburg Toyota Scion on North Seminary, next to Walmart. Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons in Galesburg. Arby's on North Henderson in Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
There are great properties for sale in Galesburg and the surrounding areas that you might not be aware of because they're for sale by owner. If you or someone you know is looking for a different house, go to galesburg.info. Click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
Take charge of your wallet and your advice from Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back at Alleman Catholic, where the news is good tonight. The Silver Streaks win their second conference game of the season, beating Alleman Catholic 53-49. Galesburg now 13-8 overall. What do you think this will do bringing them into Morton?
Well,
make it a ball game? Maybe not, huh? You're the prediction man. I trust you now.
Yeah, Morton's tough because Morton does exactly what the Silver Streaks have issues with, which is they're great on the ball defenders. They put a lot of pressure out all over the floor. So I think the Streaks are going to struggle against the Morton Potters anyway. Maybe the only plus is that the game's at 10:30 in the morning, and maybe the Potters will be a little tired. I think they play their conference game Friday night.
Right.
So that, you know, if they have to go back-to-back games, I'm not sure what their schedule is for tomorrow. That might play well for the Streaks too. So maybe there'll be some cold shooting, but you know, you never know what's going to happen. I think the Streaks are going to have to bring their A-plus game though to pull that one off.
Our thanks to Nick Simpson running the controls at the Galesburg Radio Center in downtown Galesburg. The sophomores lost to Alleman 67-43. The varsity final again, it was Galesburg 53 and Alleman Catholic 49. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.